It's the start of the spring semester at SIU Carbondale. It might be cold now, but once the weather warms up, new things will spring up everywhere. One example, the big event, a Saluki Day of Service, coming up on April 1st. It's a day of volunteering and saying thank you to the community nonprofit organizations that help the Carbondale community. It's modeled after Texas A&M's big event established over 30 years ago. Interim Dean of University College, Lori Bell, experienced a big event while working at Indiana Purdue Fort Wayne and suggested to organizers that this event fits in perfectly with SIU's history of giving back.
Southern Illinois University has been known for volunteerism for quite some time. That's not new to Southern. What's unique with this opportunity is that we're pulling in one concerted effort in one day to become the largest give back opportunity of volunteerism to the community in the history of the institution. That's what makes this special.
Bell says it's not only a way to help these organizations, but also educates those involved about the community they live in.
And I think it's interesting in that when we were in Indiana, that you know the students got together with other students they may not have known, faculty and staff and so forth, they got together with at these different venues and learn about the different venues, the service organizations, the different businesses and so forth in the community that they really didn't know much about and the important work that they do and how they actually do support the institution.
To pull off an event like this takes lots of planning.
I've been working this for about a year and a half now, so it's been by the date of April 1st, we've been planning for 2 years.
Director of New Student Programs, Cordy Love, is one of the main organizers. He thinks this will be a big help for the university as well as the community.
This is a great idea. I'm really aware of the impact and the benefits of what service does for our students as far as the retention of our students, the encouragement of our students, the motivation of our students. And so for me, it was a no-brainer. I really wanted to jump on board this and really be a part of this. In my role, I get to plan and do a lot of large-scale events. And so my expertise is bringing that into this project here.
UCall 101 coordinator Nick Wyszynski is the co-chair of the big event. He says some of the impact will be noticeable right away, but there's also some activities that the public won't see.
We have direct service projects, which are students going into the community to actually do some work. Some of those involve working at the Boys and Girls Club, Green Earth, Keep Carbondale Beautiful, those types of things, Touch of Nature as well. We also have indirect service projects, and those are projects that are going to be done on campus for outside groups. And so maybe making care packages, stocking things for the Good Samaritan House, doing stuff where they're sending cards to veterans or something like that.
Wyszynski says he hopes students involved will learn more about Carbondale and, while sticking with the purpose of the big event, saying thank you.
I want students to know that Carbondale has done a lot to support SIU, and this is our chance to give back to Carbondale. Carbondale is a wonderful place, SIU is a wonderful place, and this is an amazing opportunity to make friends, build community, and do something good.
There are over a dozen projects lined up for April 1st, and the registration starts at the beginning of the semester. But there's only one way to get involved.
You can sign up on our website, thebigevent.siu.edu, and we want anybody on campus to volunteer. We want faculty, staff, students.
And with that many projects, it's going to take a lot of people to accomplish it.
We've talked about this quite a bit, and being the first time, we're really not quite sure, but we'd like to see, you know, between, you know, 500 and 700 students probably be involved with this project for the first time.
Lowe says that he hopes with the volunteers saying thank you to the community, they will also be inspired for life.
So for us, yeah, we'll plan one day, but I want our students to really come back and go, man, I had a wonderful time at the Boys and Girls Club. I want to continue volunteering for that. Or I really enjoy being out of touch with nature. You know, I want to come back and keep doing those things. So if we can get our students to continue doing those things and continue giving back to their community, we know that they'll be lifelong learners. They'll continue doing these things, and hopefully down the road they'll pick this up when they leave our SIU community and they go back to their communities. They will continue doing these things and being part of that, and then it just becomes a part of who you are.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.